Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. This show normally plays Monday nights from 7 to 8 and currently playing on Thursdays from 2 to 3. I play my favorite songs here. My criteria for putting a song on Wombats and Music is that I have to love it. And friends are beginning to suggest songs for me, and I've played several and will play more. I don't just take it because they suggest it. I have to love it. So if you want to suggest some songs, give me a bunch, and I'll find out which ones really ring the bell for me. Everything I play, I love. I just really love. I do. The first song I'm going to play, last time I recorded a show, I played what I said was my favorite song in high school, Earth Angel by the Penguins. This was probably my second or third favorite. It's certainly up in the top 10. This was G by the Crows. This song was recorded in 1953. It was the first doo-wop song to ever sell over a million copies. And it was also the first doo-wop song to cross over to the pop charts. Up until that time, these songs had been sort of playing to a narrow population. But now they became popular broader. This particular song, I looked it up on the internet, was recorded in a studio. They kind of threw it together just in a few minutes. They were there doing a session and recording some songs. And it was a local group that sang together a lot, kids, and they just throw this together, and it has a wonderfully amateurish feel, so said the critique. The group is called The Crows. It was recorded in 1953. This is G by The Crows.
Girl. Hold me, baby, squeeze me, never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so. Oh, 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 gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
G by the Crows. And the next song is a little different. I heard this on my son's show 2 weeks ago, and it has a kind of a long introduction. The woman who sings it is a woman named Karen Brandow, and she normally sings with Charlie King. I assume it's Charlie King that's on this song with her. The song is called We Are One. It's a soft, gentle song. Karen Brandow and Charlie King are peace activists. And so when she introduced this song, she spent 3 or 4 minutes talking about her recent peace activism. And I'm going to go ahead and include that in. I thought of editing it out, and I said, no, I'll give you the whole thing. I'll let you hear how she introduced this song. And it takes a few minutes, but then it's a great song. I like this song a lot. I'd never heard it before. It's written by Pat Humphreys. I do know her. I have met her. She's a professional folk singer. I've been at concerts where she performed. So this particular song is written by Pat Humphrey, performed by Karen Brandow and Charlie King, and it's got a long introduction.
And one of the things that was mentioned in the introduction is that I spent a number of years living in Guatemala, and while I was there, I increased my Spanish fluency and also began to perform songs in Spanish from the Nueva Canción, or New Song Movement. So one of the things that I bring into the duo is that Spanish language music. And one of the ways that we've chosen to use that is an example of this next song, where we take a song. This one happens to be written by our wonderful friend Pat Humphreys. Pat wrote this in English, and I wrote a Spanish counterpart to go with it so that we sing it in a bilingual version, and it's one of our favorite ways to present songs. We just, like some of the students here, spent a weekend at the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, at the protest there. What happens at Fort Benning, which I saw the effects of while I lived in Central America, is that military are sent up for training by the U.S. government in counterinsurgency techniques and torture. And some of the worst human rights violations in this hemisphere have been committed by graduates of the School of the Americas. So there's a huge protest. Many of you probably don't know it because it doesn't make the news. 22,000 people were there last weekend, 2 weeks ago. And we also get to sing not just on the main stage, but also at many of the caucuses that happen throughout the weekend, because there's activists from all over the country. And one that particularly moved me this time was we spent a couple hours with Veterans for Peace. And there were vets there who were vets from the Second World War through the Iraq War. And they all got up and shared a bit of their testimony. And it was a very moving couple of hours. And this song, which Pat wrote about the reconciliation between the peoples of North and South Korea, is really a prayer for reconciliation for peoples everywhere. And we sing it in that spirit, and particularly having in my heart the veterans, I'd like to have them in mind when we sing the song of reconciliation and peace and hope for a day when we carry this out.
Smiling face,
una sonrisa,
outstretched
mano extendida,
through disputes,
oh, disputa,
small and grand,
pequeñas y grandes,
we will lay
dejaremos
down our gun,
nuestras armas,
we are one. In the rage,
en la rabia,
through the war,
por la guerra,
we have shared
compartimos
pains before.
El dolor,
in our grief,
en el pesar,
when it's done,
cuando acabe,
we are one.
We are one.
Where the earth
donde la tierra
touches sky,
toca cielo,
we are born,
todos nacemos,
we all die,
todos morimos,
where the clear
y las aguas,
waters run,
claras corren,
we are one,
we are one.
Where the light
donde la luz
touches land,
toca tierra,
over sea,
en el
over sand, when each day
cada día
has begun,
comienza,
we are one.
Somos uno.
When the rock
cuando la roca
wears away,
se desgasta,
and the tide
la marea
rolls and
se
sways by the moon,
luna,
by the sun,
por el sol,
we are one,
we are one.
Where the earth
donde la tierra
touches the sky,
toca cielo,
we are born,
todos nacemos,
we all die,
todos morimos,
where the clear
y las aguas,
waters run,
claras corren,
we are one.
We are
in the soft of the night, we will learn not to fight in our hearts, in the drum. We are one.
Somos uno.
In the birth of a child,
de un niño,
through the fears
and
the miles, in our daughters,
en las hijas,
in our sons,
y los hijos,
we are one.
We are one. En las hijas y los hijos, somos uno. Somos uno.
We are one. When a child is born, we are one. Ah, nice song. This is Harry Baya. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and it's coming to you from WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we recently went to 9,000 watts. We're reaching out to Bristol and Marion and parts of Johnson City and Abingdon. And it's good to have all you here with us. We used to be at 500 watts, and now we have a bigger audience. So I'm able to tell people to listen in, and they can hear me and hear other shows. I'll tell you about some other shows later. But right now, we're going to go on to some more music. And the next artist is Roy Clark. Roy Clark was probably better known as the host of Hee Haw than anything else. Actually, he was a very gifted musician. I looked him up on the web, of course. He won a banjo contest when he was 13. I think he was national champion when he was 17. In fact, he repeated three times. He played guitar, mandolin, banjo. He started pretty much the Branson, Missouri folk music scene, which is now a kind of an industry there. You can go there anytime and hear it. He was born in Meherrin, Virginia, Meherrin. But he grew up in Coney Island, New York, and he had a wonderful manner. He was just a nice guy, Roy Clark. And the next song is one of his more popular ones. He did a number of good songs, but this one's called Yesterday When I Was Young. And I play a number of songs about yesterday when I was young, because I was young yesterday, and I'm not anymore, and neither is Roy Clark. So let's listen now to Roy Clark sing Yesterday When I Was Young.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased it long as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on wind and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me, and and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the worst and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. I was young.
That was Roy Clark with Yesterday When I Was Young. That was also Roy almost certainly on the guitar. He was a guitar virtuoso, and I've heard him do solos. The next song is another favorite. Of course, I have to admit all these songs are my favorites. That's why I play them. But this is a version of the song Weem Away. The Weavers did Weem Away, the first people I know of to do it. And it turns out, I looked it up, and it's an old song. It goes back to Africa. It was a hit in South Africa in 1939. It was called Mbube, M-B-U-B-E, however they pronounce that, Mbube. And Alan Lomax discovered it there, brought it back, gave it to Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger gave it to the Weavers. They sang it. The Kingston Trio did a version of it. This is a group called The Tokens from Brooklyn. This was their most popular song. They recorded it in 1961. And basically, the description said this is a doo-wop version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. This became a hit. This was number one hit parade in the U.S. in 1961. So this is The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens.
Oh,
That was The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. Before the next song, I get a chance to throw a little philosophy in. I like to put a little science into my show or philosophy or something like that. Last week, a friend of mine asked me to give a lecture on the history of computers, which I love to do. My life is the history of computers. But I always start off with the history of the universe, which I think is important to put things into context. So I'm going to give you a really quick shot at the history of the universe as current. This is the current scientific view. Our universe is around 14 billion years old. Our sun and solar system is around 4 billion years old. And as near as we can tell, the elements in our system imply that we are a fourth generation. We are the product of three stars blowing up one after the other. The matter from the first star was coalesced into another one and then blew up again. Each time a star explodes, new elements are added. We have about 90 elements, and scientists think we're a fourth generation of that. So we are stardust. Everybody you know is stardust. The entire planet is stardust. Fourth generation. 4 billion years old. The earliest sign of life on our planet's about 3 billion years ago. Scientists have confirmed that's pretty much where they can see that something like life did clearly exist. And then as they move forward, mammals come up and, you know, plants and so forth. Going back, the human body, our anatomy, is about 190,000 years old. There hasn't been much change in evolution in 190,000 years. So we're pretty much the same. If we had a baby from 190,000 years ago and raised it, it should do fine in our society. The brain, the body, hasn't evolved much at all in that time. That's a short period when you compare it to the hundreds and millions of years and billions of years of evolution. So we've been pretty much the way we are for 190,000 years. But we didn't have language. We didn't have culture. We didn't have a lot of things. It looks like, best guess, earliest signs of anything like language was primitive cave paintings around 32,000 years ago. So for 190,000 years back to 32,000, we were creatures without any kind of language or culture that we can identify. And then the earliest signs of real civilization in writing is around 10,000 years ago. An interesting fact is that from the time they first began to make marks on the wall and on stones and on wood to the time people had a real language looked to be around 600 years. 600 years just to go from really understanding that symbols could point to something to having a real language. There are no primitive languages left. All languages on the planet are modern languages with syntax and so forth. It all changed. And the earliest signs of civilization with streets and sewers and buildings is around 4000 BC, about 6000 years ago, in Mohenjo-Daro and the Indus River civilization and some others. So that takes us up to the recent past. Just thought I'd run through that. Hope you like that. We're about, 4 billion years old on this planet. 190,000 years of the body hasn't changed. The hardware has been the same for us for 190,000. It's the software that's evolving. It's the culture. It's the language. It's the mind. The mind is changing, but the body isn't. Hasn't changed much in 190,000 years. But a lot's changing in the last 100 years if you throw in computers. That's software. Okay. Enough of that. Back to music. The next song, another all-time favorite. This is a classic. It was written by Shel Silverstein, and I could talk all night about Shel Silverstein. I'll try and hold it down a little bit. I didn't know a lot about him until I looked him up, but I had met the man. I lived in Hastings-on-Hudson in New York, and there was a bookstore there, and the man who owned the bookstore used to have a singing party once a week. I think it was Tuesday nights. Go down there around 7 o'clock, hang out till 10:30, 11, and we'd make music, play guitars, banjos, sing, sit around, talk. It was a lot of fun. I went down whenever I could. One night I went down, and the man who owned the bookstore had a friend of his visiting, and the friend was Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein was quite a guy. He was a cartoonist. He was a singer. He was a musician. He was a writer. He was a performer, a poet, just did everything. I didn't know all the songs he wrote. A lot of the songs I've played on this show. He wrote Marie Laveau. He also wrote Put Another Log on the Fire, which is a great song. He wrote the next song. He wrote Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. How's that for a good song? And he was a cartoonist for Playboy magazine for many years. And he wrote The Hills of Shiloh, which I'm going to look up and put on. It's a great song about the Civil War. Anyway, he wrote this song. He wrote the words and the tune. And it was picked up by a group called the Irish Rovers, and it became their most popular song. And in fact, I read that it is one of the most popular pub songs to be sung in Ireland. The song is called The Unicorn, and has nothing to do with Ireland whatsoever, but it's sung in an Irish accent because these people are Irish, and somehow it caught on in Ireland. So this is The Unicorn. Let's see. It was recorded in 1967 by the Irish Rovers, which is a Canadian-Irish group. And it's kind of made their career.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bagcamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bagcamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bagcamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bagcamas and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait. No unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bagcamas and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
That was The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers, a song written by Shel Silverstein. Now we're ready for a wombat. The show, Wombats and Music, is my chance to bring you things that I like and hope you'll like. That doesn't mean just songs. I do spoken things too, and I've put on a couple of things recently by different people. And a few weeks ago, I had a little piece by Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson is from Louisiana. He's a Cajun comedian. He also had a TV show for years where he did cooking. He was a Cajun cook. And he was just a great guy, and he could talk in this Cajun dialect. He worked as a young man in that part of Louisiana and learned to speak this way. So he would begin to tell stories. He used to give lectures, and he said the lectures were boring. He was giving technical lectures. He began to stick in little Cajun stories, and after a while he quit doing the technical lectures and became a full-time entertainer doing Cajun stories. So this is one of them. This is, I think, the first one I ever heard by Justin Wilson. And it's called, I call it the Cajun Cemetery. This is Justin Wilson. He usually does it to a live audience. You can hear the audience interaction. And so have fun. Here's the Cajun Cemetery.
How y'all are? I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee. You know, the mainest thing in life is for people to laugh. But y'all sit out there like a bottle of stale water, but how come you don't laugh? That's much more better. I guarantee. You know, I got a friend who lives in the little town of Bunky, Louisiana. That's just south of Alexander. Alexander right on the middle of Louisiana. And the Dixon and Mason line run right through Bunky. Anything north of that, that's a damn Yankee as far as us kids. And I never will forgot this friend with me was in one of them barroom saloons, you know? And he was not in there for a prayer meeting, too, you hear? And he'd get drunk and good. And he walk out of that place, he don't know his right hand from his left hand, you know? And he supposed to took his right hand and brought himself home. But he don't did that. He took a left hand. And he walked into a cemetery, how you call a graveyard. And he stumbled over them headstones. And somebody done haul off and dig one of them brand new fresh graves. And there's been rain for 4 or 3 days and everything's slickery. Oh, me. And he haul off and he slip himself down, ka-choom, right into them graves. And them side is slippery, you know, and he's drunk, too. What happened, some, and he can't get up. And he yell, help me, I'm cold. And he keep yelling like that, you know, help me, I'm cold. And one of his friends brought himself out of them same barroom saloon in the same shape like him. Drunk. And he hear that, help me, I'm cold. And he got a big curious. Like all us kids, we got a big curious, you know. And he got to go see what that is, what yell, help me, I'm cold, from a graveyard. And he walk in there and he stumble all over them headstones, just like that other fella. But he's more careful when he get to them open grave. He look down there and at that kid and lay on the bottom of them grave, yell, help me, I'm cold. And he look down there and say, of course you cold. You done kick all your dirt off of you out there.
That was Justin Wilson telling a story of the Cajun in the cemetery. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit here. I'm going to play something by Jerry Lee Lewis. I'll have another song next week by Jerry Lee Lewis. He was a phenomenon. Jerry Lee Lewis had more rhythm in his body than anyone can imagine. I looked him up. I loved looking these people up. I learned more about them than you can imagine. He was from Louisiana. He went off to an Assembly of God school. He got thrown out for playing worldly music. He played the wrong kind of music. He was actually a very religious man, and some of his songs were a bit erotic's probably not the right word, but naughty, perhaps. And he felt bad about it. He had some guilt. He tried to tell people that the songs weren't supposed to be naughty. They were just expressing joy. And he played piano, and up until that time, the article said, they didn't use piano much in rock and roll. It wasn't common, but after Jerry Lee Lewis, he used it a lot. He played with a lot of famous people. He was back up for Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, various other people would hear him play, and he'd play with them. And anyway, this is one of his more popular songs. Jerry Lee Lewis was married 6 times, and he got in real trouble once. He married, the article said, his first cousin once removed. Now, I'm not sure what that once removed means. Anyway, he married his first cousin, and it turned out she was 13 years old. Well, they claimed she was 15, but she wasn't. She was 13. And he got in serious trouble. And he was kind of banned from music for 10 years. For 10 years, his career didn't exist. But then he came back, and I think he'd been married twice more by then, and sang. And this is one of his songs. This was in 1956, and it's called A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. And it's probably a good way to find out who Jerry Lee Lewis is, because, boy, he had a whole... He used to play the piano standing up and jumping all around. You ought to see him. Go to a video on YouTube and watch Jerry Lee Lewis. So this is A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On from Jerry Lewis, recorded in 1956.
Shaking going on. Yeah, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. Honey, I ain't faking. I got a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby. We got chicken in the barn. Woo, honey. Come on over, baby. Jerry's got the bull by the horn. And I ain't faking. I got a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I did shake. Oh, baby, shake it. I did shake it, baby, shake it. I did shake, don't you let it break now. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Come on over, whole lot of shaking going on. Let's go on time now. Chicken in the barn, whose barn was born? My barn. Come on, baby. You know I got the bull by the horn. Oh yeah. I ain't baking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now, this shaking. Ooh, shake it, baby. You can shake it one time for me. To win the hell of hustle, come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Let's get it down a real low one time now. Now all you gotta do, honey, stand it in one little low spot, and then you wiggle it around a little bit. That's when you got something. Now let's go one time. Shaking, baby, shake it. Shaking, baby, shake it. Come on now, shake. Don't you let it break, but you gotta shake. Oh, baby, shake it. Come on over, oh, shake it.
That was Jerry Lee Lewis doing a whole lot of shaking going on. And he is indeed shaking. And that piano playing is him. That's classic Jerry Lee Lewis, that background kind of piano. The next song is from the same year, 1956, but from a completely different genre. This was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Frankie Lyman was 13 years old. He was the first to come along at that age. He was followed by Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder, both of whom also started at 13. He kind of paved the way. This was his group, the Teenagers. I read that they played around with who'd get to sing the lead on this, and they finally decided he had a nice high voice, so they would pick his voice to do the lead. And he sang it. This is 1956. Unfortunately, Frankie Lyman didn't live to be very old. He died of drugs in his 20s. But at this point in his life, he was flying high, and this song went to number one. This is a doo-wop classic, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love?
That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love from 1956. I want to tell you a little bit about what this is going on WEHC. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. I'm normally on Monday nights from 7 to 8 and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 3. There's some other shows you might be interested in. A Rise Up Singing with Steve Fisher's on 9 to 10 on Wednesday nights. Plays a lot of good stuff, a lot of protest songs, some wonderful folk music. Really picks some great songs. And then let's see, Let's Get It On from Robert Weisfeld. Robert Weisfeld is quite a character, and Let's Get It On is his way of expressing that. Tim White plays a bluegrass hour from 10 to 11 on Sundays. And Jim Barker has a show, The Eclectic Hour, on, let's see, it's 8 to 9 on Tuesdays. And it can be, well, last week he played classical. That kind of struck me. He doesn't always play. He plays blues, he plays folk, he plays rock. Jim has a very wide range of interests. And my friend Jody Hanshu has a song, looks like it's at 2:30 on Mondays, and followed by a repeat of Steve Fisher's Rise Up Singing. That's at 3 to 4 on Mondays. Jody Hanshu's on at 2:30 on Monday. A lot of other good stuff going around, and hope you can pick up whichever you like on WEHC-FM 90.7, your college and community station. Now, we're going to go back in time. I've been playing stuff from the 50s and 60s, occasional modern stuff. The next two songs are going to be over 50 years apart. The next song I'm going to play is The Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff. Roy Acuff was considered the king of country music in his time. He had a fantastic voice, a fantastic career. So this is going to be Roy Acuff. And he recorded this song in 1936. The song was originally picked up, it's an old song, goes back to the previous century, 19th century. Carter family people recorded it probably first. Others came along and picked it up. Roy Acuff was a fiddler. He was born in Maynardville, Tennessee. He played on the Grand Ole Opry. And he worked in a medicine show for years and ended up becoming a full-time musician. And this is the Wabash Cannonball. Many musicians have sung this song. This is one of the classic recordings of this song, The Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff from 1936.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of glowing mountains to the south bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Eastern states are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble, and the roar as she glides along along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash cannonball.
That was Roy Acuff, the king of country music, singing the Wabash Cannonball, recorded in 1936. Now we're going to jump to 1988. I played this song back in September, and I like it so much I'm going to play it again. This is called Twists in My Sobriety. It's by Tina Tikaram. Tina was born of a Malaysian mother, Indo-Fijian father, grew up in England. She was born in Germany. Her career really surfaced in England. And she sang this song when she was 19 years old. It was her first big hit, and she never had one quite as big. The video that went with it was back in the days of MTV with a lot of videos. The video that went with it was set in the high plains of Bolivia. You can see it on YouTube if you want. It was a very eerie kind of thing. It was all in black and white, and it kind of caught the mood of this song in some strange way, because the song has nothing to do about Bolivia or poor people or anything, but it's anyway, I happen to like this song a lot. The rhythm and the drums and her voice, it's just mysterious for me. So this is Twist in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram.
People have got to sell. my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety.
Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music from WEHC-FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Next song is a country music song. I hadn't heard it till a few years ago, but it's since become one of my all-time favorites. It's called You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. It's from 1981. It's by David Frizzell and Shelley West. And I like to notice that you may think that this relationship's not going well, but when she comes in with her verse, I think it's going well. I think they're going to get back together, and probably sooner rather than later. So this is not a disaster. This is just a temporary break, and both of them feel pretty strongly about where they want to go.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northerner passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm sure missing you.
Hear the city lights outshine the moon. I was just now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip, they wish that they could be like you.
Of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the
God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma, and I'm sure missing you. I'm sure missing you.
That was You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma by Lefty Frizzell. And I haven't got time for a full other song, and I'm going to throw a wombat in here at you. This is called Sacred Harp, and this particular song is sung by a group. I am a singer, and this is the kind of music I sing sometimes. I'm just going to give you a little dose of it, not much introduction, just enough to whet your appetite and also to wonder, what in the heck is that?
La fa so la so la la fa so la la so so la la fa so la 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 fa so la la so so la
la fa so la so
That was Sacred Harp. I'll play some more of that next time. This is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music, and hope you enjoyed the show, and hope to be with you next week. So long. Bye.